Hi, it's Dan. In this video, I want to talk to you about stop spending money during lockdown.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. I hope you're well today. So let's talk about spending money and let's talk about lockdown. It's definitely something I've seen more of on social media, and people kind of admitting their expenditure has increased significantly since lockdown. People have blown savings, and I totally get it. I'm really lucky because one of my first things I do when I go shopping is to talk myself out of buying anything. And of course, some people can't even go shopping because you're in full lockdown. Shops aren't even open. So you are on Amazon. Anything to make you feel a little bit better. And, you know, that little anything turns into a big something, right? So let's look at what you could do instead of spending, 50 quid on a top, 20 quid on some socks. I don't know, 20 quid socks. 80 quid on jeans, £50 on shoes, a new bread maker, all this stuff. It all adds up. And let's just look at two things, really. The first thing I wanted to cover was, what can you do instead? Okay, so the first thing that you could do instead, and I've done this, by the way, I don't know why, but as a human species in 2020, 2021, we have a need to buy stuff, okay? And it's like, let's not try and pretend that that thing doesn't exist, because we know it does. We know that people have this need to buy things, and it's shit that we buy. It's not even exciting stuff or anything that we even wanted. It's just boredom, basically. So how about this? How about you give yourself a budget, 20 quid a month, 10 quid a month, whatever that's going to be, and you just buy stuff that's useless but doesn't cost a lot of money, like a couple of quid. So I'll give you an example. You buy a USB memory card. It's 4 quid. You buy it from AliExpress. It's got free shipping. It's 4 quid. Now, this is the thing. You're going to get a double whammy, okay, on purchasing when you're buying online. The first whammy comes when you buy it there and then sat at your computer, and you have a double whammy. That's your first whammy. It's like a rush of excitement. Ooh, I've got it. And then what happens is you forget that you've bought it, right? I know that this happens. It happens to me, so it must happen to other people. So you forgot that you bought it. And then the second whammy comes when the thing actually turns up. So I bought all sorts of crap. I mean, just crap. A Batman-shaped USB or a Spider-Man USB. Just total shit. I would never use it. Cost like 8 quid or something. Or a stress ball in the shape of a house for a couple of quid. I don't even need a stress ball. I don't really use them. I don't really get overly stressed these days. I have little moments like everybody else. But this should be about you not going out and spending loads of money, but saving money. And, Dan's here recommending that you go buy, spend 20 quid on little bits of shit. But that's to stop you spending hundreds of pounds every single month on other stuff. And it's just a strategy that I've used in the past and I know can work for other people. So that's the first thing that I think you could do, rather than spending money on all this big stuff, an ice maker. I mean, we're guilty of it too. We have a bread maker, we have an ice maker, we have one of those things for making, not pancakes, crepes. We've got a crepe thing, that you see at fairs, and we put loads of chocolate in. Oh, delicious, by the way, you should get one of them. The thing's like 20 quid, by the way. So if that's, if you've got a £20 budget, buy that first. And then make sure you buy loads of crepe, making stuff and Nutella, and put the after-eight mints in there. Oh, with little marshmallows, bellissimo. So, yeah, you could do that. But the other thing is, that's all about expending money, okay? Maybe we should look at maybe not spending money. Maybe we should look at, is there something that you can create that you can sell for £3 or £4? We did a video about this called micro transactions. £3 or £4, a little training course, a little bit of paperwork that people can download, lots of value, and you're just selling it like crazy, £3 or £4. And you don't even have to sell a lot of it. You know, you could sell 10 a month, £4, it's £40 a month. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's £500 a year. That's nearly a day at Centre Parks. It's certainly a trip to Ibiza and back with a couple of nights hotel. You know, 50 quid a flight, return. There's your 100 quid times two. So, you know, you could do that. 300 quid on hotels, £100 a night, three nights. There's your weekend in Ibiza. Lovely. And that's all from a £4 product that you're selling 10 of each month. So, like, if you're able to do that, you could then use that budget, that money, that income, that profit from that, you know, whatever it is that you're selling. And that could then, you know, cover your fix for the need to buy shit, basically. Like, I kind of feel like when we look at the human condition, and hopefully we're all human, apart from Elon, who's obviously an alien, but when we look at the human condition, there's certain things that we need to recognise are truisms, and certain things that we need to recognise that we try and sweep under the carpet and pretend it doesn't happen. So, for example, I know that you check Facebook while you're sat on the pot, while you're sat on the toilet. I know that. Everybody does it, right? Not except me, of course. I don't do it. But most people do it. A lot of people do it. And I also know that you buy shit online because you're bored. I also know that, you know, the last thing you should be doing is checking Facebook before you go to sleep. But you do check Facebook before you go to sleep. I know that. That's why we post stuff at 10 o'clock at night. Because you're going to bed and you're checking stuff. We do it. We know. We understand the human condition. We also know that you buy shit that you shouldn't buy. We know it. It's all right. It's okay. It's just between you and I know that you do it and it's fine. You know that I do it. It's okay. But if we can find a way to make it work for you and actually generate a little bit of income along the way and have a bit of fun while you're doing it. You know, when I've created online training courses and we sell, like one of them we sell, right? We get £1,000 every month, more or less. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. But it averages, it's £1,000 a month, regardless. Awesome. It's loads of fun to create. We have to write the content. Gives us something to do, especially during lockdown. And it gives us something to focus on. And then when we launch it and we start selling, you know, even if on one of our 27 products, we don't sell a lot of it, okay? We sell maybe one or two a month. Let's say it's two a month, okay? 27 quid, £54 a month. About £600 a year. Like, that's an awful lot of shit I can buy for, you know, for a course that I've done once, created it last year. We sell on average one or two a month, just depends. Sometimes we don't sell any, sometimes we sell four. It just, you know, just depends. But that's a really cool way of doing it. And then you might even get the bug and you might go, do you know what? I did this thing and it was £4 and I sell 10 a month. Awesome. Let me do one for 27 quid. Let me do one for 97 quid. Let me do one for £300. And suddenly, before you know it, you've got this whole range of digital products that you can start selling. And suddenly you start earning £1,000 a month, £2,000 a month, £3,000 a month. And that can change your entire life, all because of lockdown and all because you're spending money on shit you shouldn't be spending money on. And instead of spending it, you're actually finding a way of making that money instead. Look, have a think about it. Drop it in the box down below. Let me know if you're already doing some of this stuff. I think it's really interesting. And I'd love to hear more about what you're creating. We are definitely going to be creating more product. One of our clients is on the same line. So we've got like 10 new products coming out. Think about that. 10 products, 27 quid each, right? And you sell, let's say, three a month. Let's do the maths on that. 3 times 10 is 30 times 27 quid. You're not even selling that many, okay? And you're making £1,000 a month. Awesome. What if you sell, let's say you sell 10 of each product a month at 27 quid. So that's 270 times 10 different products. There's 2,700 a month. There you go. There's your monthly income. You never have to work again for the rest of your life. It's really worth you spending some time and looking at what that product could be. And it's also a nice way of stopping your expenditure and flipping it around, so actually you're making money, not just spending money. Anyway, let me know what you think, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.